Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Alleluia, alleluia. Beloved in Christ, today is the fourth Sunday of Easter. The theme for this homily is the Good Shepherd.
Worthy, worthy, worthy.
Beloved, today, the fourth Sunday of Easter, is also Vocation Sunday. Whereas there are several vocations, the focus today is on the priesthood and religious life. We are praying that many more people will accept the Lord's call to become priest and religious. For the harvest is still rich, but the laborers are still few. For instance, in the Universal Church, the ratio of priests to the lay faithful is about 1:3,000. So one priest to 3,000 lay faithful. Certainly, the laborers are few. Now, today is also Good Shepherd Sunday. Jesus, according to the second reading, is the shepherd and guardian of our souls. The shepherd and guardian of our souls. 1 Peter chapter 2, 25. Elsewhere, Jesus himself declares, quote, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd is one who lays down his life for his sheep." Unquote. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd is one who lays down his life for his sheep, John 10:11. To understand very well what Jesus means by referring to himself as a good shepherd, we need to consider the use of the image of shepherd in the Old Testament. The Israelites saw their leaders or kings as shepherds. For instance, in Ezekiel chapter 34. Above all, they saw God himself as their shepherd. Hence, we have the most popular psalm which runs, "The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want." Psalm 23. One may therefore ask, which qualities of ordinary shepherds inspired the Israelites of old to refer to their leaders and even God as shepherds? In this homily, we will consider five of the good qualities which were found among the responsible shepherds of old. First, constant vigilance. Second, fearless courage. Third, selfless sacrifice. Fourth, patient love. And fifth, caring provider. We take them one by one. First, constant vigilance. The shepherds of old exercised constant vigilance over their flocks so that none of the animals went astray nor was attacked. Similarly, Jesus constantly watches over us. Thus, he assures us, quote, I give my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. No one will snatch them out of my hand. John 10:28. Constantly watching over us so that no one could snatch us out of his hand. Like Jesus, bishops, priests, religious, and other Christian ministers should have constant vigilance over their flock by being available to them, by identifying their needs, and praying for their needs. The second quality, fearless courage. The shepherds of Israel exhibited fearless courage in the face of wild beasts because they were expected to produce evidence if any of the sheep was killed by a beast. The evidence, according to Amos chapter 3, verse 12, could be two legs of the sheep being attacked or an ear of the sheep. Now, it would take fearless courage to pull two legs from the mouth of a lion or a tiger. Similarly, Jesus knew what was awaiting him in Jerusalem, but in order to save us, he fearlessly went there, even in a public manner. Again, like a courageous shepherd, fearlessly embracing the danger awaiting him, Jesus told his disciples at the Last Supper, quote, all of you will be made to stumble because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered, unquote. Mark 14:27. I will strike the shepherd, Jesus being the shepherd, and the sheep, the disciples, will be scattered. Like Jesus, bishops, priests, and religious, and other Christian ministers should exhibit fearless courage by proclaiming the word of God without fear or favor, and by undertaking new missions, some of which may entail risks to their very lives. Selfless sacrifice, the third quality. Some of the shepherds of old sacrificed their lives in the process of protecting their animals from wild beasts or from armed robbers. Similarly, Jesus says, quote, I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for my sheep. I lay down my life of my own accord, unquote. John 10, verses 11 and 18. Indeed, he ultimately laid down his life out of love for all of us on the cross of Calvary, that perfect sacrifice to save us all. Similarly, bishops, priests, and religious exhibit selfless sacrifice by living their vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. In addition, selfless sacrifice should be demonstrated by embracing the pains, inconvenience, and other difficulties entailed in the exercise of their ministry. It is obvious then that Jesus' selfless sacrifice cannot be reconciled with the craze for amassing wealth at the expense of the flock entrusted to church leaders. The fourth quality, patient love. The shepherds of Israel demonstrated patient love for strayed sheep. They went after them and got them back. Similarly, Jesus is the good shepherd who looks for the one lost sheep among the 100 sheep. He puts aside the 99 to look for the lost one. Luke 15, 1 to 7. Beloved, let us consider how many times we stray by sinning, and yet Jesus looks for us and brings us back to the Father. Similarly, with deep love for every soul entrusted to them, priests, bishops, and other ministers should put in place strategies by which the lost sheep could be brought back to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. The fifth and last quality, caring provider. The shepherds of Israel were caring providers who led their flock to where they could feed. Similarly, Jesus provides for us. For this reason, he says, quote, "I have come that you might have life and have it in abundance," unquote. John 10:10. And Jesus demonstrated that he was a supreme caring provider in his earthly ministry. He fed the hungry in their thousands. He healed the sick of all kinds of diseases or sickness. And he spiritually fed countless people with the word of God. Like Jesus, bishops, priests, religious, and other church leaders should be compassionate in feeding the flock with the word of God and the sacraments. In addition, they should ensure that the poor and the needy receive material support. In short, bishops, priests, religious, and other Christian ministers should, like Jesus the Good Shepherd, exhibit in their ministry constant vigilance, fearless courage, selfless sacrifice, patient love, and be caring providers. Finally, borrowing from the words of St. Peter, a shepherd himself, his words written in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 2 to 4, I pray that we will shepherd the flock which God has entrusted to us, guarding it not out of obligation, but willingly for God's sake. Not as those looking for profit, but with a generous heart, that we will not lord it over them, rather be an example to our flock. Then when Jesus, the chief shepherd, appears, we will be given a crown of unfading glory. Amen.